Lebanon Central Bank on Thursday instructed banks and financial institutions to extend exceptional dollar loans at zero interest to individuals and firms impacted by the Beirut port explosion. Money transfer houses should distribute transfers from abroad to Lebanon in dollars, the central bank said separately. Exceptional loans should be made regardless of customer account limits, carry no interest, and be repaid over 5 years. This is one of many efforts to help the citizens of Lebanon devastated by the destruction of that port in a Tuesday blast, which killed at least 137 people and injured thousands. Authorities believe it was started when a warehouse fire ignited explosive ammonium nitrate. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Lebanon today, where he told angry crowds, furious at what they see as government negligence, that fresh French aid would not go into corrupt hands. The coronavirus pandemic continues its global spread. The U.S. leads in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. In the United States, more than 4.8 million people are infected and over 158,000 are dead. More on the numbers and the number of cases. Brazil follows with over 2.8 million cases, then India with over 1.9 million cases, Russia with more than 870,000 cases, and South Africa with over 529,000 cases. In the number of deaths, Brazil again follows the U.S. with over 997,000 dead. Next comes Mexico with close to 50,000 dead, followed by the United Kingdom with more than 46,000 dead, and then India with more than 40,000 fatalities. These numbers come from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. For more on these and other international stories, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq said Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000 barrels per day in August to compensate for its overproduction over the past period under the OPEC Nations Reduction Pact. Iraq says the oil output cut in August will be over and above the agreed-upon cut for the month, according to a statement by Iraq's oil ministry. In the United States, stocks fell on Thursday as traders pored over better-than-expected unemployment data and kept an eye on Washington for clues on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.2% at the open, the S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite Index was flat. The U.S. Labor Department said initial jobless claims for the week ending August 1st totaled 1.18 million. That's well below a Dow Jones estimate of 1.42 million and the lowest claims level since the pandemic began. Meantime, Thursday, U.S. lawmakers struggled to reach a deal on that new coronavirus relief package. In Belarus, the campaign manager of Belarus's leading opposition candidate was briefly detained on Thursday, just days before the vote, her office said. A spokeswoman for presidential hopeful Svetlana Tikhanovskaya told AFP that Maria Moroz was detained by the Interior Ministry after visiting the Lithuanian embassy in Minsk, then quickly announced she had been freed. The ministry told the news outlet that the woman had been, quote, invited for a conversation, end quote, and denied that she had been arrested. People in the Japanese city of Hiroshima offered prayers and laid flowers Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The device was dropped on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people. 3 days later, the United States dropped another atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. The two bombings led to Japan's surrender and the end of World War II. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. And although scientists worry about the loss of the world's predators, a new study finds that plant-eating herbivores are the animals most at risk. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature is the world's scientific authority on extinction risk. It says about one in four species of herbivores are considered threatened. This is VOA News in your remote. I'm Laura.